sense.
So, in the sense of what I take away from the law of attraction is the fact that you can speak your desires, your wants and things like that into existence through the way you are able to control your mind and your thoughts and use that power to derive anything out of your life that you want.
Basically kind of like, I don't know. I'm seeing what you're saying.
You ever heard the term, you can speak it into existence?
Basically kind of like, putting it to words, like you can make it happen.
To break that down. Absolutely, man. That whatever it is in your life, whatever it is that you desire, like how people use vision boards. The concept of a vision board is to put things around you, surround yourself with things that you desire, so you're constantly thinking about them. And that's what the law of attraction is. It's like if you speak it out of your mouth, if you think that thought, that some way the universe is going to put you in line with that. Like, that's how powerful our minds are. And, you know, you ever stubbed your toe on the bed first thing in the morning?
Not first thing in the morning, but during the day, yeah, sure.
at whatever point, and it's painful and frustrating, and all it does is let loose like all these negative thoughts, like this and that, and then your day just spirals because of that one act. So that's the laws of attraction says that. Your mind does not pick up on sarcasm, only what you think. So you stub your toe and you think, damn, what else can happen wrong this day? You're not saying that. Really what your mind is picking up on is, I want things to go wrong today. You know, so obviously, you know, it's just like if I see a new Porsche and I'm like, I want that Porsche. I've never saw it before. Now I want that Porsche. Now everywhere you go, you see that Porsche. Or I want that.
Yes.
You know how that is? That works, yeah. No. That's the power of our mind, man. Now
it's I don't know if you ever found yourself basically like a song, and like you heard somewhere, but unconsciously you were listening to it, but you throughout your day you never heard it. Like you heard it, but you didn't hear it, and then you start singing it or humming it later.
It's so funny you say that, man. I kid you not, and you're gonna laugh. I promise you, you're gonna laugh. About 3 or 4 days ago, I was in a Valero. Valero's a big time corner store in Texas.
Yeah.
But I was in a Valero and I walked in and I was humming the theme song of Gilligan's Island. So I'm 35 years old, man. I have not seen this show since I was maybe 10, 11 years old.
Wow, yeah.
All that day I'd been humming this song. So the clerk heard me doing it. She was like, are you really humming Gilligan's Island? And I was like, yeah, I can't get it out of my head. And she's like, you know what? She said something, you subconsciously heard it, dreamed about it or something at some point recently. She's like, but I tell you what, if you go to YouTube and play the song, that theme song, it'll leave your mind. It'll go ahead and...
Yeah, that's something my sister told me exactly like
and
that.
It worked.
Like they say, like something stuck in your head. Actually, for me personally, I don't think it's ever worked because like, I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I remember listening to this one song and playing it and playing it and playing it. And it was stuck in my head. I played it again, but it was still stuck in my head. And I don't know if it was because I wasn't thinking. I'm like, I'm trying to get it out of my mind.
It could have been the way you was addressing it as a point of maybe you like the song. You
know? Yeah.
So you were looking forward to hearing it again and again. But
yeah.
So, and that's the opposite of, thinking about some big test that's coming up or something
definitely.
You know, it's going to constantly rack your brain until you address it in a positive way. You say, yo, I got this test. I cannot wait to get it over with. I'm going to go ahead and get 100 on this test and I'll never think about it again. I promise you, your mind will think about it totally different because the law of attraction just says that, so you think it, so you see it. And the things that are there in our lives, man, like we don't understand how powerful our minds are. And we only have a very small percentage of it. But the way we can control things is out of this world, man. I'm 35. Just 3 years ago, I said that I wanted to set out and do certain things in my life. Like I want to start surrounding myself around successful people. I want to start meeting people who can take me to another level as far as what I want to do, as far as my
career. There you go.
And then I tell you what, man, the things that happens, you know, and I've got, I end up having meetings at least once a week for the last 2.5 years with people who own businesses, with people who are very influential in my mm-hmm. city of San Antonio. And I just think about it sometimes, like, or I drove Uber and Lyft for a couple of months, and I was meeting, I met like a top opera singer. Then I met like the CEO of of Hulu, you know, like that. Like in my car, driving around, just going to airports and stuff like that. Random things started happening because every time, even if I had a negative moment in my mind, I'd be like, you know what? I'm not going to let that control me because it's gonna take up too much space in my mind, and I've got to continue to
get
my thoughts. And these things just happen, man. And it's not magic. It's not magic. It's like when we were talking about that car. Now, I've probably seen that car a billion times before I thought about it, but just because mm-hmm. it wasn't on my mind, I didn't notice it. But now,
exactly.
So now I'm gonna notice it everywhere I go. Those new Kia Soul cars. They're these little box style cars. They're as ugly as sin. But they're like one of the most popular rental cars right now. So I've never seen one before. And then a friend of mine came into town and she had rented a Kia Soul. And now I see them everywhere for the last month. I see them everywhere.
So what is it that you do?
I'm a motivational speaker and a writer. So that's how I came into the law of attraction, was reading The Secret, book called The Secret. And then I read then I went and bought the audio to play in my car while I was driving.
Who is it by?
Oh, hold on a second. I'd be lying to you, but I'll send it to you. I cannot remember. I never remember authors and stuff like that, man. I'm horrible at it.
Because I recently wrote something down. It was something around there. Okay. Actually, this is actually kind of like in the wrong terms. I mean, I guess you use it to your advantage. Depends on your morals and whatnot.
Yeah.
But it's basically called the art of seduction.
Okay.
You know, and it's basically kind of like, it's basically honestly like, because I mean.
Ah, go with it, man.
Manipulation, which is bad, you know, morally, I guess you could say, you know.
Just say how you, just go with it. It's
and so basically, like, you know, I was like looking at these kind of books and whatnot, but then I was like, I just wrote it down because it was interesting. I just wanted mm-hmm. to see it. I haven't gotten it to read it yet. Have you heard about Gary Vee?
No.
Oh, dude, you got to listen to that, man. That dude's amazing.
I'll write it down.
Dude, it's crazy. Like, I mean, I'm like 17, about to go to 18 in like a month or so. And I'm like, it's crazy. Like, dude, this mentality I'm so grateful for, because like not a lot of people are blessed with this mentality at this age. You understand?
Okay.
You know, right now I'm actually trying to start my own business, and clothing. Okay. So basically, what I want to do is I want to reach out to people in a way, like, kind of like, and I want to also become like an influencer, because I want to change people for the better. You know, I want to change their lifestyles.
You and I are meeting them because I started doing clothing apparel and under two different styles. So mm-hmm. you and I could probably help you out with a lot of stuff. But again, that's the law of attraction. You know, we get put in line with people who can help us and people that we can help. And the biggest thing is, if you want to be successful, is to take the time to help someone else become successful. And that's
what's really like gets to me, I guess, is kind of I see people and I just study them, because I basically learn sort of psychology, because that helps a lot, and like personality like tests and types, and kind of like to see how people are. And I'm do you know your personality type?
No.
Okay, well. You should, like, it's very interesting. You get to like view the world in a different way. Like, you get to see how people are, the people why, like, you see why people are the way they are.
I'll look into
And I'm basically an extrovert, intuitive, thinking and judging. So basically what I've learned to do is kind of like, because I judge, but I have an open mind and I leave it to that because I'm not really like close-minded. I don't like to like judge somebody and like put that statement on there. You know, like let's say society, like this is gonna be like the headline of my clothing line. It's just like not defined by society. And
Not fine by society.
the reason we live in a world where we're like everything we leave, like we live to the social standards of society. You know, if we don't wear this certain kind of clothes, whatever, we're not cool, or this and this and that, right? And so it's just we live into other people's terms instead of like creating your own path.
Okay, that's true.
So, and like what, why I set out to build this brand was basically to kind of like put people and to be aware of themselves and to focus on themselves first. And like I was telling you before, I see many people and I study them, and I see that a lot of people don't have success. It is a reason because they either get caught up in relationships and that's all they worry about. They just sit there, do nothing with their lives, play video games, you know, be focused on the wrong things instead of focusing on what they truly want.
So true.
And not only that, they give up so easily. And we've grown up in a generation where like everything is just given. So if it's not given at the moment right there, they give up.
Oh man, everything you just said in the last 2 minutes, you really need to visit my Instagram page because I speak to a lot of these things because the biggest thing that keeps people from being successful is being distractions and whatever that distraction may be or not going through with something or experience a little pain or a little failure and then they want to and they reroute or change their thinking and I just posted a quote today while I was talking about winners fail until they succeed. You don't, you know, you don't succeed your way to success. You fail your way to success. And you and the difference that separates us winners from losers is the fact that you know when how you view failure.
You got to learn
Failure,
how to love it, man.
you have to learn how to love it. Exactly. You've got to be in that moment. I think Michael Jordan first said it was talking about failing forward. When you first see something and it doesn't go wrong, don't say, "Oh, I'm done now because I failed." No, learn from that failure. So therefore, just know that you're at the bottom of the steps. To get to the top of the steps, you're going to trip and fall a few times. But what that is doing, it's weeding out those who don't want really want it, and it's teaching you how to not trip and fall again on the next step. So you're learning, just like when you get to college and you're on your way and things get so rough or you're ready to drop a class because it's not going the way you want. I say stay in that class, and therefore the next time around, you're not starting from the beginning. You're starting from a point of some information you took from the last time you ran through it. And that's a big problem with people, especially nowadays. Everybody just wants to stop. Like, oh, I got this idea. Oh, it didn't work out. So I'll go do this idea. So many people are just willing to change their thought process because they're not really invested in what they're doing. And if you invest in what you're doing, there's no way in heck that you're going to be willing to just give up. I left a job for making some pretty decent money to chase my dreams because I believed I wouldn't be happy unless I did it. And inside of 2 years, man, I ran for mayor. With no political experience, I wrote a book with no when I was the last person anybody in my in school with me would have believed. I completed a book. You know, so you just do after all these things, and that's what after learning the secret and the laws of attraction and believing in the power of personal positivity and all that stuff. I taught myself that you don't quit. You just whatever you want to go after because the way the world is, it sees you as a failure till you become a winner. So just do what's best for you know, and learn to say no. Stop saying yes to everything because when you say yes to everything, you're saying no to your own success because you're not able to spend the time focusing on that. So I'm glad we got to talk today, man. And Sam was giving us a 20-second warning. But your clothing line, man, are you how where are you at with it?
Right now, I'm just barely starting. I'm trying to launch it. I'm actually launching a Kickstarter project.
I just did one too. You need to get on my Instagram page. We inspire greatness with King, and let's talk from there, man. But
all right.
Visualize that company.